Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 14, 1806. The Kansas or Kaw Indian. The Corps continues to make good progress down the Missouri toward St. Louis. They meet boats full of traders and trappers making their way upstream, exchanging news and merchandise as they go. Captain Clark writes,
"Set out early and proceeded very well. This being the part of the Missouri the Kansas nation resort to at this season of the year, for purpose of robbing the pirogues passing up to other nations above, we have every reason to expect to meet with them, and agreeably to their common custom of examining everything in the pirogues and taking what they want out of them, it is possible they may wish to take those liberties with us, which we are determined not to allow of, and for the smallest insult we shall fire on them. At 2 p.m., a little below the lower of the old Kansas village, we met three large boats bound to the Yanktons and Mahars, the property of Mr. LaCroix, Mr. Ayton, and Mr. Coteau, all from St. Louis. Those young men received us with great friendship, and pressed on us some whiskey for our men, biscuit, pork, and onions, and part of their stores. We continued near 2 hours, with those boats making every inquiry to the state of our friends and country. Those men were much afraid of meeting with the Kansas. We saw 37 deer on the banks and in the river today, 5 of which were killed. Those deer were meager. We proceeded on to an island near the middle of the river, below our encampment of the 1st of July, 1804, and encamped, having descended only 53 miles today. Our party received a dram and sung songs until 11 o'clock at night in the greatest harmony. Captain William Clark, September 14, 1806.
The Mr. Coteau mentioned may have been Charles Courtin, who traded with the Teton Sioux, the Arickaras, and the Poncas. He is believed to have gone as far as the Three Forks of the Missouri in his travels, and to have been killed in Montana in 1809. Tomorrow, meat spoiling in the heat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.